escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin Stefanski coming up. We'll hear from Kevin at 1:30 as the Browns head coach speaks from training camp. I'm Jeff Phelps, Tom Withers from the Associated Press, retired, in for Andy today. Great to have Tom as a helper here on our staff. And I love it when
you join us. I'm trying to help. You guys are carrying the load.
I love it when you join us. It's outstanding.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
We're going to talk a little trade deadline here for the Guardians and a little competition for the Guardians because John Morosi just was inspiring. I enjoyed his conversation. But you pointed out something about John that I thought the same thing as we were talking. It's this. He knows about the same as the rest of us, as in will they or won't they?
They're really caught in between right now,
but
Jeff.
They are, Tom.
Yeah, I know. And, you know, obviously they were dead and buried, according to most, about 2 weeks ago. And then they go on this 11-3 stretch, right, with a favorable schedule ahead.
And the Tigers have lost 10 of 11.
It's incredible.
You were done. Guardians were 15 games out in the division.
15 and a half. And it's now 8.
Which is still a lot.
A lot, but doable. We've seen bigger.
That's correct.
We've seen bigger, you know, deficits bridged. So, yeah, it's interesting, Jeff. You know, you're only 3 games out of the wild card. You get into the playoffs, anything can happen. As John pointed out,
especially with good starting pitching.
Good starting pitching 2 years ago when the Guardians made those trades, as I mentioned earlier, with Aaron Civale and Josh Bell and Ahmad Rosario. Team kind of collapsed down the stretch. The Texas Rangers go on to win the World Series, which nobody saw coming, right? The American League seems to be completely wide open. The Yankees aren't playing like anybody thought they would. The Guardians recently handled the Astros, who were leading the AL West. It's ripe for the taking. You know, in terms of making a huge deal, which would involve, to me, either Kwan or Clase, because Ramirez is off limits and untouchable. You'd have to be blown away, Jeff, but, you know, as we've kicked around here a little bit, there are some teams that have some real top prospects, especially outfield prospects, that they could dangle in front of you.
Yeah.
And it is enticing. Don't tease me too much because I'll make the move.
Well, that's the thing. And John said it. I said it. You said it. Andy said it. We've said it all along. You're going to have to be blown away to trade Emmanuel Clase. But I thought John made a great point.
The CeCe Brantley move was a good comparison.
Yeah, it was. And his thought, I thought, about closers not having a greater value than right before the trade deadline for teams that think they're a closer away from getting somewhere deep in the playoffs. I think that's huge. And I think it's legit. And I do not want to trade Emmanuel Clase.
Right. So who falls into that closer away situation? The Cubs?
The Cubs,
the Yankees.
Certainly. And the Cubs have a couple of top-notch outfield prospects. And we've talked about him here. In fact, John mentioned one of them,
Owen Casey,
who is a 6'4", 190-pound guy who is knocking on the door in AAA and has some pretty good power numbers. Kevin Alcantara, who is also there, is a highly thought-of outfield prospect. He's like a 6'6 center fielder. So there are two guys right there who you think, wow, well, at least one of those guys would have to come back. The Phillies have some players. The Phillies have a young starting pitcher who I doubt that they would even think of trading for a Class A deal. And a kid named Andrew Painter, who's coming back from a Tommy John surgery last year. And he's young. He's like 19, 20 years. I think he's 20 now. But he's working his way back. And he's like a 6'6", 6'7 starter, considered upper echelon starting talent, you know, moving forward. They also have a highly rated shortstop in their organization. Is Brian Rocchio the shortstop here? You tell me. We don't know.
No.
So there's that opportunity.
The
Yankees.
That Spencer Jones kid who I've been tracking for a while now, 6'7", 240, homered in his first three at-bats last night. I mean, you want to dangle him in front of me? I'll kick the tires on that one.
And the Dodgers, their top prospect is a 20-year-old outfielder who's now in high A ball. Their second highest rated prospect is a 21-year-old outfielder who's in high A ball. They also have a catcher who was a fourth round pick who's somewhat highly thought of. He's up in the majors right now, has played like 27 major league games. So those would be the teams, I think, Tom, that and the Dodgers bullpen is a mess.
Right.
Tanner Scott is recently hurt. It's not considered Tommy John, potential or anything like that. But he's hurt on top of other guys being hurt in their bullpen. There are teams that if this got into a bidding war, the Guardians, if they wanted to, could sit back and say, nope, thank you. We'd like to keep Emmanuel Clase. Nope, thank you. We appreciate the next call. Thank you very much. We're glad you called back. Thank you very much. We don't want to trade him. Wait, you're offering whom now?
Yeah.
And you could move him. And I don't, again, he's the best closer in baseball, I think, still. But this team has developed back end of the bullpen guys like crazy. Between Hunter Gaddis and Cade Smith, and Cade Smith is the guy that everybody's pointing to, I think one of those guys could be a closer.
I do too.
I hate to say this about a closer because it can be a very valuable thing. Seems to me that most times in Major League Baseball during a game, most innings are zero, regardless of who's pitching. So if you're pretty good, you ought to be able to get three outs. Yeah. I know that sounds a little trite, but most innings are scoreless. And if you're really good, you ought to be able to go in and get three outs without giving up a run.
So a few things here. First of all,
escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, to your point, you've got to feel good about whoever it is you're going to put in that spot, right? Be it Cade Smith, be Hunter Gaddis, right? That's got to be number one. Number two, how is it going to resonate if you decide to move Classe? How is it going to resonate in your clubhouse?
Huge thought.
With your manager as well, right? Are you throwing away a season in which you are still essentially in the race? Now, granted, there's three or four or five teams that are all packed together there, but you're still in it.
You definitely are still in
and,
it.
And as you hear Stephen Vogt talk, and I know it's not lip service on a daily basis, about we have the best closer in the world on our roster. Now, I know there were some issues last October that made you think differently
and,
maybe
and
about
some issues in April.
And some issues in April that he kind of fought through, and he's been good. I mean, he hasn't been Class A of last year, but he's been pretty damn good. He's almost been all-star caliber, right? So,
but that position is so fickle, Tom.
It is fickle.
You know? You look at some
week
of the great closers.
Let alone year to year,
Yeah. And I just think you could replace, and Chris Rose was on the show yesterday, and Chris said, I hope people aren't mad at me. I hope they trade Classe. And he
just
said,
just because he knows what we get in return, right?
Exactly. Yeah. It wasn't that he wanted to lose Classe. It was that you're going to get a haul for him. And that's why, and I've said this, Tom, you got a guy who's a closer, whoever the closer is, if he's really good, he's pitching in 70 innings for you.
You know, correct.
70 appearances. If you get a position player and he plays 150 games and plays nine innings, That's over 1,000 innings. You know, that's what, 1,350 innings, something like that?
So I mean, if you can promise
who should have a better impact? Chris made another great point. For a closer to do his job, what do you need? A lead.
Yeah.
And it's huge.
That's all it takes.
Well, it's huge.
Not all it takes, but yeah.
And so I wonder. Now, the Stephen Kwan thing, I keep thinking, okay.
More than meets the eye here, right?
Yes, there has to be. Dan and I have kicked this around. They're either getting news from his agent that we don't have an interest in returning, even though it's several years down the road, just to give you a heads up. Or they think his body's going to break down, or everybody's wrong in that he's a guy who could get traded, and the other guys who are reporting, yeah, he's an untouchable, are correct.
I think he's more untouchable than touchable at this point. I think he's a guy that the Guardians value to the nth degree, right? He's as good as it gets in that lineup, and this lineup is nowhere without him and without Ramirez. So again, Jeff, it would take, you know, getting your doors blown off to move him, but we've seen bigger trades.
Well, I just wonder, if you're going to trade him, you better have bats ready to go. And that means you're getting them
immediate.
Back. You're getting them back in trades, because they're not coming up from the minors, you don't think. Shedeur Sanders spoke in Berea. We had to leave Shedeur to go to John Morosi. We're going to go back and hear how Shedeur finished things up, including some talk about his off-the-field incidents that have not gone over real well with club management. That's coming up. Kevin Stefanski right around 1:30. It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan with Tom Withers in for Andy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive Cult Classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.